figures die. There are no comets seen. The heavens themselves blaze forth the death of princes. In Act II of Julius Caesar, Shakespeare encapsulated our other fascination with the sky, that heavenly events reflected life on earth. The ancient Chinese believed that the sky was literally the mirror of the earth, and that an unwelcome comet or exploding star indicated rebellion in the provinces. Astronomy and astrology were intertwined until the 17th century, when science finally kicked in. But over 2,000 years ago, the Greeks were the first to look to the sky with a scientific eye. How big was the earth? How far away was the sun? Does the sun travel around the earth, or the earth around the sun? How far does our cosmos extend? Writing in 546 BC, Anaximander observed,
"There are many worlds and many systems of universes existing all at the same time, all of them perishable."
To which his fellow Greek philosopher Anaxagoras added,
"The purpose of life is the investigation of the sun, moon, and the heavens."
But with the demise of the Greek civilization, the rationalist approach to the heavens virtually died. The flame was kept alive for 1,000 years in Arab land.